The believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel invite you to listen to a gospel message by one of their pastors, Joe Galusik and Walter Pendleton. This week's message is from Joe Galusik. Visit us on the web at www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Men preach what they think is best. There is nothing to preach better than or other than Jesus Christ the Lord. Now this week's message.
I want to read to you today from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, and beginning in verse 26. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that, according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. This is one of the most glorious statements in all of Scripture. We see in this the work of God in the salvation of his people. We see that he does it. It's by calling, not by your choosing. It's by the calling, brethren. This is not just the general call. This is not the gospel call. This is talking about the calling of the brethren. This is not your vocation. It's not your job. It's not even your place in the body of Christ. Your calling, brethren, Paul is speaking of the call to salvation by God, which is answered by the child of God. It's answered because God brings him in. How that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen, now here we are, the foolish things of the world. Why? To confound the wise. And the wise are confounded by believers. Believe me, they are. They don't understand. They think our faith is blind, that we operate on blind faith. But no, believers are the only ones who can see. If our gospel be hid, it's hid to the lost, whom their minds are blinded by the God of this world. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. Now, before I really get started, I'll give you a question right here. Do you fit in this category? You understand what I'm saying? I want you to get this point. Do you know how foolish you are? Do you know how weak you really are? Do you know that you are a base thing of the world? This is even after our calling. This is who God calls. And the things which are despised, the things which are not. The things which are not. This is who God chooses. And in order to fit the category, you have to agree to the description. If you're not foolish and you're not weak and you're not base and you're not despised, you're also not called. Because he's going to show you what you are. At least a small part of it. You don't see it all, not the way God sees it. But you're going to see part of it if he calls you. It is when we were without strength that Christ died for who? The ungodly. Can you take your place there? Do you see your place there? Do you see that in God's sight, in and of ourselves, we are absolutely nothing, less than the small dust of the balance? O Jacob, thou worm. The one whom God had chosen, Jacob, thou worm. God chose these things. And it says why here in verse 29, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Now the his there is God. No flesh. That, for the express purpose, that little word that is a word of purpose. For the previous thing said, he said all that, and he says that no flesh should glory in his presence. Paul states this plainly. No flesh. What does that mean? It means no man should glory in his presence. No man should boast in the presence of God. Any boasting, bragging, or glorying done in this world is actually done in the presence of God, because God is everywhere. Psalms 139 verse 8 put it this way, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. Speaking of God. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. No flesh should glory in his presence. His presence is everywhere. No one has any right or any reason to take any of the glory of God in the salvation of his people. But then I want to get to this here. This is what I want to talk about today. Verse 30. And this, I believe, is one of the greatest verses. In a nutshell, right here, these first eight words are just so tremendous, so powerful, so true, and so ignored by the world. But they are so true about Christ and about God and about man. Because here we're talking about your calling, brethren. You know, this is the calling of the Lord to salvation. I want to say that again. Let me find it. It's in Acts 2, verse 39. Well, let's start reading in verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Verse 39. 4. The promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. That's the calling we're speaking of here in 1 Corinthians. This calling, the ones the Lord our God shall call. Then in verse 30, Paul states it. So plainly, so beautifully. Eight words. Eight words. But. Now, this is a word of contrast. No flesh should glory in his presence. God's chosen the foolish things, the weak things, the base things, the despised things, and the things which are not, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But. Remember where you're from, but remember the pit from which ye are digged, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus. That is just the most wonderful, miraculous sounding statement I can think of right at this moment. See, Paul takes from the no flesh boasts or brags in the presence of God to this. This statement is a separation where it says the word but. It's a separation from the previous statement of no flesh glory. Because first we are told what will not be allowed, no glorying. And now we are told what God has done what to us. Not only for us, he has done this to us. Because I got a question for you. It's a question not many people ask. It's a question not many people can answer correctly. Because there's a multitude of answers. But here, Paul gives us the answer. See, here's the question. If you are in Christ Jesus, how are you in Christ Jesus? Because to the religious societies around us, churches around us, their answer is I. See, God votes for you, and the devil votes against you, and you or I cast the deciding vote. That's not so. That's not how you are in Christ Jesus. Paul says it's not. It's not. To the world of false professors, that's a simple question. I prayed the prayer. I followed the Romans road. I came to Jesus. I gave Jesus my heart. I called upon the name of the Lord. I believed. Now, this is somewhat true and somewhat scripture, but it leaves out quite a bit because it leaves out these first three words of what Paul just wrote here. But of him. Now the him here is the same whose presence there's no glorying. It's God, the same one who chose. God hath chosen things which are not, that no flesh should glory in his presence, but of him. Because to believers, this is a profound question with a simple two-word answer shown here by the Apostle Paul. How are you in Christ Jesus? Paul wrote it in two words. Of God. Of him. That's the answer. That's the only answer. But of God are ye in Christ Jesus. And of God are ye in Christ Jesus. What's that mean? How are believers brought into Christ Jesus? See, I'm not talking election here, although I do totally believe election. God hath chosen. God hath chosen the foolish things of the world, the weak things, the base things of the world. And God hath chosen you unto salvation. And when did he do it? He said, God hath chosen you from before the foundation of the world. I totally believe this because it's totally scripture. It's totally true. It's totally in keeping with the Lord's salvation. But this is not talking about election. It's talking about, you see, we were believers that believe right now, were chosen in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world. That's true. But there is a time, now it's God's time, when everyone who is chosen from before the foundation of the world is born from above and actually brought into Christ Jesus. being chosen in Christ and actually being in Christ are two separate things. Now, the being chosen in Christ is a guarantee of being brought into Christ. And this must happen. Being brought in must happen. Christ said it himself to Nicodemus. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, and that word is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In 1 John it says, which were born, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, none of those, which were born of God. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now, don't get all excited about him giving them the power to become something, because here's what it says. How were they given that power? Which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of men, but of God. Ooh, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, which were born, but of God. Believers are born into Christ Jesus, born of God. Not of blood, family, or lineage, not of the will of the flesh. There is no free will. I don't have time to get into that, but there isn't one. Don't worry about it. Don't believe it either. That's another lie. Now, here's how this is one of the divisions in the world that the world doesn't always want to admit. It says, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus. Now, you are either in Christ Jesus of him, of God, or you are without Christ. That's the opposite of in Christ. It's without Christ. I know a lot of people think the opposite of in is out. Well, no. The opposite here of being in Christ Jesus is to be without Christ Jesus. And Paul had something to say about that. You can find it in Ephesians 2 and verse 12. At that time, ye were, what? Without Christ. Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise. Now, this is actually speaking of Gentiles. But this is speaking of Gentiles without Christ. How's it put it? Having no hope and without God and in the world. But of God are ye in Christ Jesus. See, there is actually comes a time when the child of God becomes a son of God. Those chosen from before the foundation of the world are actually literally brought into Christ. And that's what Paul is saying here. Of him are ye in Christ Jesus. Election is a wonderful, gracious, merciful reality, but election is not salvation. It is unto salvation. There is a difference in being chosen in Christ from before the foundation of the world and brought into Christ by God. Isn't it amazing? Isn't that wonderful? But of him are ye in Christ Jesus. Who's Paul writing to here? I read it in verse 26. For ye see your calling, brethren. those who believe Christ, those who know Christ, those who have been brought into Christ, they're going to see some things. They're going to see that they're not wise men after the flesh. Not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world and things that are despised, which are despised, hath God chosen, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. Why? That no flesh should glory in his presence. See, he puts us where we are. He brings us to where we are, where believers know they are. There is nothing in me of any value that had God choose me. I know what some people say. I do. I understand fully the arguments, and I've heard them, and I'm sick of them, if you really want to know the truth about it. Well, God looked ahead, and he saw that you would believe, so he chose you. No, that's foreseeing. That's not foreknowledge. That's not choosing in Jesus Christ. That's not. That's God looking ahead and choosing you according to your works. And guess what Paul says? No flesh is going to glory in his presence. It isn't your choice. Jesus Christ told his disciples, the ones that walked with him and talked with him and heard from him and learned from him on this earth, he told them, you didn't choose me. I chose you. But of him, of God, are ye in Christ Jesus. You didn't choose him. He chose you. You didn't bring yourself in. God, of God, are ye in Christ Jesus. What a marvelous statement. Eight words, and Paul gets all that in eight words. And here I am, been talking 20 minutes about it. I love it. Because if it's of God that you're in Christ Jesus, you're going to stay in Christ Jesus forever. What God does, it's forever. You understand? That's scripture. What God does is forever. Nothing can be put to it. There's no adding to it. Nothing can be taken from it. No, you can't shortchange God. God does it. God doeth it. Why? That men should fear him, and that no flesh should glory in his presence. Salvation is of the Lord, or it's not salvation. And salvation, God's salvation, he gives eternal life. Now, if you lose it, or you think you can lose it, how eternal was it? Come on now. Let's just be honest for a moment here. If you can save it, if you can get it and lose it, it wasn't very eternal. So somebody's wrong, but I'm going to tell you this. It's not God, it's not Christ, it's not the Holy Spirit, and it's not the scriptures that God has preserved for us, that God had written down. The Holy Spirit of old moved these men to write these words down. And he's preserved it unto us. We've got it right here in English. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus. And he doesn't stop there. I've only got a couple of minutes, and I just wanted to mention this. Now, the subject is Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. Who? Christ Jesus. Of God, is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That is everything I need. That is everything the brethren need. You see your calling, brethren. No flesh is going to glory in his presence, because of him are ye in Christ Jesus. And Christ Jesus is made of God, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Everything that I need is given by God in Christ Jesus. And Christ Jesus himself, our elder brother, the beloved Son of God, God manifest in the flesh, is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That. He doesn't stop. According as it is written, guess what? He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. That's where the glory belongs. If you want to glory, glory in God. If you want to glory, glory in Christ. Of him, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us everything we need for this great salvation of God. Wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. You've got to have it to stand before God. And guess what? God gives it to you, because God gives you him. You were chosen in him before the foundation of the world, if you believe in him now truly. And if you believe him now truly, it's of him, of God, that ye are in Christ Jesus. What a blessing. What a wonderful work of God for the sinner, the ungodly, the base things, the things which are despised and the things which are not, those that are without strength. Thank you.
This broadcast is supported by the believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel. We meet every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Sovereign Grace Chapel is located in Crow, West Virginia, just off Country Club Drive on Annabelle Lane, just north of Little Beaver State Park. Our web address is www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Our mailing address is Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15, in Kellysville, West Virginia, 24732. Again, that's Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15, Kellysville, West Virginia, 24732. Come hear Christ preach.